For people who love big TV talent competition, starting this week, you can double your pleasure. American Idol and Dancing with the Stars are both on the air. Idol is TV's most popular program. Dancing with the Stars is the only show that could stand a chance of beating it in the ratings. But there's a problem, says critic Eric Deggans. Dancing with the Stars is having trouble delivering on the fundamental promise of its title.
Can Dancing with the Stars survive without, well, stars? We saw these danger signs 3 weeks ago when the network broke into a broadcast of The Bachelor to introduce its new contestants.
And now, live from Hollywood, ABC's Dancing with the Stars new cast reveal.
They showed off the guy who replaced Adam Carolla on Loveline.
Loveline Loverboy, Mike Catherwood.
The dude who used to star in the Karate Kid movies.
Ralph Macchio.
Sugar Ray Leonard, who retired from boxing when Seinfeld was on the air.
Also competing on this season of Dancing from the E! Reality show, Kendra Bunny Next Door.
And the show's real superstar attraction, former cheer star, Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie.
Yes?
Yes,
hi.
We've asked you to be on before. Why now?
Why? I don't know. Pass that to someone else.
Oh.
Damn!
Maybe that's why some cynics have called this season Dancing with the D-listers. Still, Dancing with the Stars has been a critic-proof success for ABC. It's a gooey collision of mid-level fame and sideways soap opera set to a dance beat. And there's a few reasons why it's been working. First, most stars who succeed can actually dance, and they have a bullseye aim at the program's core fans, middle-aged women. Marie Osmond, Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey, and figure skater Christy Yamaguchi fit that bill quite nicely. Next, the show has a serious connection with gossip magazines and tabloid TV shows. Past contestants like Donny Osmond and Niecy Nash often talk it up on The Insider or Entertainment Tonight.
How do I win over the judges and get them on my side?
Well, one thing that we did was I kissed a judge.
But this year's dancing cast seems a little light in the gossip department. Hugh Hefner's ex Kendra Wilkinson may spark a few rumors, but the guy from Loveline and a kiddie star from Bratz the movie? Not so much. And to see another big problem, just watch the rehearsal videos.
Bam! Now let's work on doing it correctly.
That was right?
That was.
It looked right?
Yeah.
The biggest names seem to be the worst dancers, which puts them in danger of leaving the party early. Like Kirstie Alley, who spends a lot of time falling on the ground because she's tired.
Our first dance is the cha-cha.
That's good, because I can count to three. Cha-cha-cha.
It's actually not to three, it's to four.
Last year, Dancing with the Stars offered a strong challenge to American Idol status as TV's most-watched show. But with a bunch of marginal celebrities stumbling in rehearsals, this season may be one long struggle to deliver on dancing, stars, or much of anything else.